CP, thanks for joining us for the Silver City Report. Now, we're starting off talking about the legislative session coming to a close, and some representatives in the area recently held a forum for the community. Obviously, Grant County had a lot at stake in this legislative session. What can you tell us?
Right, so there was a legislative session forum last Thursday at Western New Mexico University, where Senator Gabe Ramos and State Rep Rudy Martinez met and talked to the public about what happened this session. And what came out of it is Ramos talked about bills he sponsored. Three of those are on the governor's desk right now. He also talked about a bill that would help fund the promotion of the Torre de Gila. He talked about the Santa Clara annexing Fort Baird property, and Rudy Martinez also talked about the state's budget, which is $3.2 billion, 16% more than last year. And he talked about the biggest challenges of public education, where there's also a few million dollars heading towards that department. And it, basically, the forum was informal and wanted to update folks of what happened.
Now, moving on, Baird is getting a new police chief. What can you share?
Baird City Council approved to hire Lee Alarez. He's a former police chief at Hatch and Tier C. He eventually retired because he needed surgery and headed to California, but now he's back out of retirement and will soon start with the Baird Police Department.
Thank you so much, CP. We are now going to go to Jeffrey Plant, reporter with the Silver City Daily Press and Independent. Jeff, thanks for joining us. Now, you have a story about the Holloman Air Force Base commander visiting Silver City to meet with folks in the area. What can you share about the meeting?
The U.S. Air Force is looking at expanding military airspace all over the United States. And part of that involves Holloman Air Force Base in Alamogordo and the airspace they use for training Air Force pilots. Part of the airspace that might be expanded goes over the Gila and abuts right up to Silver City. So the commander of Holloman Air Force Base, Colonel Joe Campo, came to Silver City and met with residents, the Rotary Club at the Chamber of Commerce, and basically wanted to put a face to the issue. And his mission was more or less a goodwill mission to sort of present himself, say he was open to dialogue and that he wanted to talk to the community about this and just keep a dialogue going.
Okay, now there were, of course, some concerns about flyovers in the area. Was that brought up during the meeting?
This was really explicitly a meet and greet, and issues weren't really discussed. However, I think it did build a relationship between Holloman Air Force Base and Silver City, which is something that was lacking before.
Okay, Jeff. Now, you also have a story about a landowner in Grant County who wants to have their 143-acre mobile home park annexed into the town of Silver City. What can you share?
What's interesting about this story is the way that the annexation petition has been brought to the town. Usually, if a private landowner wanted a piece of property annexed into a municipality, like Silver City in this case, they would present a petition of annexation to the town, along with a study that shows how the town would benefit from annexing this property into the town. Instead of doing that, the landowner of this mobile home park has filed a petition through the Municipal Boundaries Commission in Santa Fe, which was approved by the Attorney General and now is set to go before a hearing of the Municipal Boundaries Commission. And that commission decides whether the petition is valid or not. So it seems to sidestep town code. And so the town is worried that the commission will approve this and they will not have any recourse and will be burdened with infrastructure improvement costs and staffing for expanded services like police and fire response.
Interesting. Jeff, thanks for updating us on the latest from Silver City, and we will talk with you all next week.
Thank you.